Archers for the week 8 to 13 August 2004.
And it's Ice Cream Sunday.
First customer's bound to present us with a £20 note for one ice cream.
Of course.
Where did you put the float?
Oh, in the van.
Helen!
Don't worry, I can see it from here. We'll be off in a minute.
Well, it's no real rush. Do you want another drink?
No, I'm okay.
Is that all you've had? A coffee?
That's all I want.
Love, it'll be a long morning. Maybe a piece of toast or something?
No, please.
Sorry.
Look, I don't need anything, Mum.
I didn't mean
just to... leave it. It's not up for discussion, okay? Come on, we better go if we want a good pitch.
Yeah.
Pass me those jeans. Emma?
Oh, sorry.
Thanks. So, did Will take you somewhere nice last night?
Bombay duck.
Oh, what did you have?
Omelette.
On your birthday? Emma?
No, I didn't really feel like eating.
How about Will?
What?
What did he have?
Just as usual.
Thought you'd sleep in late today. I was surprised you turned up here at 8 o'clock.
Didn't get back to sleep when Will left for work.
I shouldn't like to have to get up at 5:30 every day. It's bad enough when I do the papers. Christopher was up with the lark as well. Working with Ronnie again all day. Oh, like being a farrier's gonna get him anywhere. All right, love.
Hmm? Oh, fine, yeah.
That duvet set was nice we bought, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It makes sense to start getting things for your bottom drawer. It's an expensive business, married life. Even worse when the babies start coming. Oh, careful, love. Oh, whatever's the matter with you? You could have burned me there.
Sorry, I was just trying to...
No harm done. Oh, did you want the kettle?
Yeah.
Look, I'll make us a drink when I've done these.
Okay.
Oh, look, I know there's no room to swing a cat in here. Look, just sit down and read your dad's paper.
Are you all right here?
Oh, yes, thanks, Elizabeth.
He picked a nice shady spot.
Yep, the perfect vantage point to watch those honky Morris men.
Yeah. They're surprisingly young, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
It's a good troop. We had them last year, too.
Well, as long as the people watching them are eating our ice cream.
Okay. I thought you'd be here today.
Good morning.
Hi, Jill.
Lovely shady spot.
That's just what I said.
Oh.
Have you seen Nigel and the children anywhere?
He was talking to Cathy last time I saw him.
On his own?
Yes.
Oh, good. That means Hayley's here.
They were outside the shop.
Thanks. I'll come by again later.
Right. I've lost all my lot.
Oh, who's here?
The whole family apart from David.
Oh, that's nice.
It's Hugh and Kenta's birthday.
Oh, of course it is. The 8th of the 8th. I'm sorry, Jill. I clean forgot this year.
You've had a lot on your plate. Well, I hope you're not spending the whole day trapped behind there.
Oh, no way.
No, Tom's taking over after lunch.
Mum's booked us a treat for later.
Oh?
An aromatherapy session.
Oh, how lovely. Well, I believe there can be. Linda did me once. It wasn't very relaxing.
Well, this woman's coming to the house.
That's a good idea. Says you're driving home afterwards.
Exactly.
I think I'll just nip to the loo while it's quiet, Mum.
OK.
I'm sure you'll be inundated once this lot finish dancing.
So, don't be long, love.
Nope.
I'll give you a hand if you get a queue.
Oh, thank you.
They always wait till you're on your own.
Yes. It's nice to see Helen out and about.
Isn't it?
She seems brighter. Though she is looking a bit peaky, I hope you don't mind me saying.
No.
Is she all right?
Grief takes people in different ways. I'm just relieved she's coming out of her shell at last.
Good.
And we're all pulling together to help her.
Terrible tragedy. It is so important to eat properly, though. I don't think young people realise.
I can't force her to do what she doesn't want to.
No. You wish you could wave a magic wand and make everything all right for them, don't you?
That hit the spot, Tom.
Oh, it's just as well I only did sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm sorry I was so late.
Oh, Emma... hardly touched yours.
No.
George wanted us to get the last of the bell ropes up today. Took us longer than we thought.
Shall I make you something else?
No. I'll just have it later.
Well, if you don't, I will. Sitting there, picking at it.
Why don't you go and get some fresh air?
Yeah, it's a cracking day out there.
And you've been cooped up in here all morning. Go on, it might give you an appetite.
I don't really feel like it.
Well, in that case, you can help me give this place a thorough clean this afternoon. Didn't think you'd fancy that. Oh, the dust that comes in.
Well, that's bound to.
I know, but I can hardly keep on top of it. And I hate keeping the door shut.
Yeah, perhaps I will go out.
That's it. Take a walk down to the river.
And of course, we had to test them out.
What?
The bell ropes. The ones Hollerton lent us.
Oh, see you.
Bye, Colonel.
Bye. Oh, thank heavens for that.
I didn't know she was coming round today.
Oh, neither did I. Do you think she and Will have rowed?
If there's anything she wants to tell us, she will.
She's under a lot of pressure, I suppose.
Well, we all are. I've got to get back to Bridge Farm now.
What for?
I promised Tom I'd keep an eye on this dry sow that's been scouring.
Why can't he do it?
Well, he's at Lower Loxley selling ice cream. I reckon she's on her last litter, actually. Oh, I hope those blooming roof tiles do come tomorrow.
Oh, me too.
They promised faithfully.
Mind you, I can't say I'm happy about you going up on the roof.
I won't be on my own. It's a two-man job. Mike will be there.
Yeah, but what if you miss your footing? Oh. Who'd take Emma up the aisle then?
I'll be careful.
I wish you'd hired a roofer.
No, that'd cost a fortune. We'll be fine. The whole point of a self-build is to build it yourself.
You're my mother, and I claim my £50.
Hello, love. What have you been up to?
Oh, chatting up... booking my falconry lesson with Jessica.
She is a lovely girl. Very generous of Cathy to buy it for you.
Yeah, I know. She's a sweetie. But then, you know, I'm not 46 every day. You bumped into the others.
Ruth and the children at the Rare Breeds. Mm. And Shula went to look around the gallery, I think.
But we're all still meeting up for tea.
Look at these photos, Kenton.
Oh, wow.
Breathtaking, aren't they?
Yeah.
This sunset.
What is this?
The Flying Club store. They're all taken from this microlight. Look, a two-seater, it says.
Oh, good visibility from inside.
Yes, it's practically all window.
Yeah, I've never been up in one. I did some parasailing in Oz. Oh, that was incredible.
Did you?
Yeah, I felt like a giant eagle lifting up off the deck.
Ooh.
It was fabulous.
I think I'd rather be up in one of these, though. It must be such fun.
Well, go for it. Book a flight.
They won't be insured for oldies like me.
Oh, come on, Mum, you never know.
Come on, I fancy an ice cream.
Mmm. Oh, she was right. You do feel like plenty of water afterwards.
Mmm. Flushes out the toxins.
I feel quite light-headed.
Yeah, me too.
Doesn't it feel decadent sitting round in our dressing gowns at 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
I bet Lillian does this all the time.
Oh, only when Matt's been round in the afternoon, surely.
Ugh, don't spoil it.
You look great, Mum.
Thanks. She said the geranium would take years off me.
It has.
You seem very relaxed.
Yeah, I feel... She, asked me if there was anything specific I wanted treating.
Me too. What did you say?
I told her what happened.
Good.
And quick as a flash, she whipped me up this cocktail of oils. They smelt fantastic.
They still do.
It's just so nice not to have my skin smelling of greasy milk.
Well, you'll have to have a session every time you make cheese. Bit of the wise witch about her, wasn't there?
Yeah, definitely. She said...
What?
I had a lot of anger in my system.
Well, it's only natural after what you went through.
I didn't have to take it out on you, though, Mum.
Oh, I was there, that's all.
There have been so many times I've bitten your head off for no reason. I know you've been frightened to say things.
It didn't stop me.
No, brave woman. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Oh, Helen. It's all right. We've started again, haven't we?
I hope so.
And just remember, I'm always here for you. I always have been.
Yeah.
I always will be.
I know.
Hello. Oh, sorry.
Oh, hi, Neil. Come in.
I didn't realise.
Oh, don't mind us.
We've just had aromatherapy.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. You smell a whole lot more fragrant than the pigs.
I hope the others are here soon. I can't wait much longer. I said I'd take over from Kathy in the shop.
Finish your tea, darling.
Okay.
These orange cakes are beautiful.
It's one of Owen's specialities. He's planning the most spectacular cake for Julia's birthday next week.
Of course.
Except he's expressly forbidden to put her age on it. It's the worst kept secret ever. Oh, good, there's Kenton.
I meant to say you can borrow your father's Noel Coward CD for the party if you like.
Oh, great, yeah. Nigel was on about doing a play reading, the scenes from Private Lives or something.
Very 1930s. Mm.
Don't mention it to Julia. She'll hog all the parts.
Well, why not? It's her party. I can see her as Gertie Lawrence to Lewis's Coward.
Sounds rather fun, actually.
Ta-da!
At last.
What's this?
Open it.
I'm not the one with the birthday.
What is it?
Oh.
Those magnificent men in the flying machines.
Oh, shouldn't have.
Let's see. Dorchester Flying Club. It's a voucher. For Mum?
Yeah, of course for Mum.
It's too generous.
What on earth are you thinking of? She can't possibly use this.
Why not?
Oh, don't worry, Mum. I'll take it back and arrange a refund.
Darling.
And if not, I'm sure David or Alistair will take it off your hands.
Why, are you cheeky minx?
Or Nigel might even fancy
if
it.
If I could get a word in.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, pipe down.
It was really sweet of you to buy me this out of the blue, Kenton. I'll never be completely sure where you get your streak of spontaneity from, but it's like a breath of fresh air sometimes.
See?
Shut up.
And now, this voucher's mine. And before I give it away, I'm going to investigate these microlight flights further. You never know. I might just fancy the idea.
Hmm. What?
Birds for it.
Bert! Bert, can you turn that off, please?
Aye?
Kill it!
Oh!
It's okay, David.
No, son.
What is it? I thought you wanted me over last week.
Well, that can wait. Sam and I have just been walking the croft.
So?
Which you were supposed to have dressed 3 weeks back.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, we know that, Bert. Honest, David, it's
well,
okay.
You missed out a whole strip.
Are you sure?
Bert.
Oh.
How is Sam here supposed to get his results with the grass if we can't even get the fertiliser on properly?
It wasn't all that much.
It's not the point, with respect. You need to keep your mind on what you're doing.
Well, I generally do.
Yes, okay.
Look, Sam's job is to get the maximum from the grazing. He can only do that with our support. What will he think of us?
Oh, I don't know.
It needs us all to work together, see, Burr? The whole scheme,
no, he knows that. Just make sure it doesn't happen again, all right?
Your message received.
There's no harm done.
Sorry, Sam.
Oh, go on. I'll follow you up with a bales bite.
I know where I'd like to shove it now.
Burr?
We'll be off then.
Bert?
If you'll excuse me, I need to get on.
Oh, dear. What was all that about?
Oh, Bert was careless top dressing. There's a whole patch in the middle. It makes us look so incompetent.
In front of Sam.
Well, you know how efficient he is.
Oh, yes.
Must think he's working with a bunch of hillbillies sometimes.
Poor Bert.
Well, never mind poor Bert. Sam's a great asset and I don't want to lose him. Anyway, thanks for coming over.
Oh, well, there are one or two of the ewes I want to keep an eye on. It's probably only ticks, not fly strike.
Oh, they were all right on Friday.
Yes, but maggots love this humid weather.
Yeah.
You've heard the latest, I suppose.
What's that?
Well, Kenton's only given your mother a voucher for a flying session.
Oh, yeah. Ruth said something about that. It's typical Kenton. What a stupid present for
That's
her.
That's what I thought. Ridiculous.
I know what he's hoping. She'll give it straight back to him. In fact, it's probably why he bought it for her in the first place.
Yes, that crossed my mind too. But she's holding on to it for now.
Who does he think she is, Amy Johnson?
I ask you.
Anyway, I'd better get off.
What are you doing?
Bert and I are finishing baling Ashfield. We're halfway done, and then I'll be hauling for Debbie.
Oh, it's just as if she's never been away.
Yeah, it's terrific working with her again. Oh, Sam.
Yeah?
Will you be okay to start the dairy fitter off?
Yeah, of course. Oh, is he coming to fit the new unit?
Yes, at last.
Good. What time did he say he was coming?
About 9.
Okay. Bye.
See you later.
Is Bert all right?
Yeah, he's a bit fed up with me.
Oh.
It's something or nothing. He thinks I'm the golden boy. His nose is out of joint.
Well, it doesn't take much.
No.
I'll buy him a pint at lunchtime. That usually does the trick.
Oh, no, actually, I'll have the Tudor panini.
What?
Instead of a toasty.
Sorry, Christine.
Emma? Are you okay?
Yeah.
What is it? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, you look terrible. Oh, sorry, I don't want to stick my nose in, but...
No.
Come on, let's get you out of here.
I can't. It's not my dinner for another half hour.
Oh, blow that. Kenton!
There we are, Bert.
Ooh.
That should clear the dust from your throat.
Ooh, Tavos. I've written all you've in this.
Thirsty work, harvesting. What have we got there?
Oh, it's my lottery ticket from the Echo. I'm filling in my numbers.
Look, I'm sorry, Bert. Would you mind if we change seats?
What for?
Well, that gnome. I find it rather disturbing. I'd prefer it if it wasn't in my eye line.
Oh, well, suit yourself.
Right. Well, how many have you put down so far?
Well, 4. I always put in the birthdays first. Mine, Freddy's, Eric Trevor's and me dad's.
Oh, well, that's easy to remember.
Well, they're all single dates, see?
Ah. Now, what about the next one?
Now, that one varies.
Oh, why?
Well, the 5th number I choose is always how many times I've had to get up in the night. The night before I fills in the ticket, that is.
Yeah. Another single number, I hope.
Well, generally. Well, we went into double figures once when the boiler went down. I'm always stuck for number 6, though.
Well, doesn't it lengthen the odds of winning using all single digits?
Ah, now that's a common fallacy.
Come on. Shh, take it easy now.
It's my period. I'm late.
Oh, why?
It didn't register till yesterday with all the stress.
Of the wedding, yeah. How late are you?
3 days.
Oh, that's not very long. I know what I'm like. If I'm upset, my cycle goes all over the place.
No, I'm usually like clockwork.
Right.
I bought a kit on the way to work, and I did the test, and I was dreading looking.
And it's...
positive. It's no mistake. I'm pregnant.
Wow.
I love Will, I really do.
Of course.
I don't know what to do.
Well, tell him.
I can't.
Okay, so it's maybe come earlier than we both expected. Oh, but Will's crazy about you, Em. He won't let you down. He'd still want to marry you. I know him, he'll be over the moon.
No.
We will. Oh, you just need time to get your head round it.
You don't understand.
No, you're right, Zoe. I've never been pregnant. Oh, but it's no good bottling it up. You should talk to Will.
I can. I think it's Ed's.
Charles Lawton.
What?
In the Hunchback of Notre Dame. That's who that wretched thing reminds me of.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
It's something about the eyes.
Well, it was in black and white, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it's the expression, I mean.
Yeah, they don't even match. Oh, I wouldn't buy meat from a butcher who looked at me like that.
I can't think what's possessed Sid.
And his apron's all wrong. The stripes are too wide.
Mm. And there's only 5 of them.
5? That'll do.
Oh, your last number.
Are you sure about this?
As sure as I can be. It wasn't planned, you see. It wasn't planned.
I didn't realise. I mean, you and Ed.
Yeah. How stupid.
Oh, it's all right.
No, it's not. It's a mess.
got weather.
Should never have gone round there.
When? When did it happen?
My hen night. You all rib at me about being tied down for the rest of my life. I felt trapped, I don't know, something flipped. I wanted Ed, I just did.
So you and he?
Yeah. That feel, just like I had another choice. And I know it was wrong, but at the time... Boy, he's just so different to Will.
Chalk and cheese.
And I hurt him so much. What about Will?
How long had it gone on?
Well, I've always loved Ed.
Loved?
He's gentle, kind. People rubbish him and they don't see the side I see, but he's got this edge too. He's so alive.
No idea.
Well, we haven't been carrying on all the time behind Will's back, nothing like that. But sometimes we just come together out of nowhere and it feels so right. Like magic. The day after, I knew we'd made a terrible mistake. I love Will.
Are you sure?
Of course. He's the one I want to marry. Ed was gutted when I told him. He thought I'd leave Will.
Must have been really hard for him.
It was cruel, I can see that now. Gave him hope and took it away and it weren't fair. I just wanted them both and now I've driven Ed away.
So that's why he left.
That's why he went home. I missed him so much.
I didn't want to stick around for the wedding.
Don't blame him. And now this.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I can't think straight. I've only just found out.
Yeah. If it is Ed, though... Well, I mean... Are you going to tell Will?
No. Never. I couldn't finish him.
What about Ed?
What?
Is there no chance of you two?
No, I've messed him around too much. I don't want to leave Will. He's my future.
So, if he could keep it, Will will bring it up?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't have to. Keep it, I mean.
No.
It's still really early.
It would solve everything.
Or whatever.
Well, you said it was fantastic news just now.
But it's complicated.
I don't need all this. My big day in 2 weeks. But I can't keep it, can I?
I don't know.
I'd be mad.
It's up to you.
Someone will end up getting hurt. You're right. It's early enough. I've got to sort something out. It's the only thing to do, but... I don't know where you go.
We've got a number up in the shop. You could see someone, a counsellor.
I suppose.
I can get it for you.
I can't face it. Can't face anything.
Shall I? I mean, I could ring and fix you an appointment.
Yeah.
If you want me to.
I want to start my marriage to Will with a clean slate. And Ed's out of the picture now. So, why not?
Jennifer waxes lyrical.
This morning?
I passed her in the yard.
I wondered if she fancied coming shopping with me and Lillian.
Oh, yes. She was about to take spearmint for a hack.
Oh.
And then she's going to spend some time with Chandler.
Oh, poor thing. Is he any better?
Not really.
Alistair's giving him anti-inflammatories.
Oh, it's a bummer, laminitis. Mm. You can't explain to the animal why it's not being exercised.
Oh, I told her I'd take her for a pizza tonight. That's all right, isn't it, Mum?
Mm, of course. I only had salad planned. I expect we'll have a decent lunch out.
Ooh, rather.
I'm pleased. She missed you so much.
Oh, I missed her. We've still got masses of catching up to do.
About all those boyfriends you had in France?
About all the ones she had here. I was taking an emotional sabbatical.
There's no one serious yet, though she was seeing a hunting chap.
Oh, what a waste, Debbie, surrounded by all that entente cordiale and Gallic charm.
Well, I did have a couple of dates.
Aha!
Oh, stop it, Auntie Lillian.
What?
You are trying to draw me into a good old gossip, and I've got work to get on with.
Well, finish your coffee, darling.
David will be expecting me. We're 2/3 into the wheat, and I want to press on while the weather's holding.
Oh, right.
Well, I must have a word with James, too.
Oh, I keep thinking you mean my James.
The student.
Oh, and when Dad comes down, tell him I managed to finish broad oak before breakfast. You know, they're cultivating.
Don't tell me you've already been working.
She was out by 6.
Oh, you make me feel positively weak, darling.
It only took a couple of hours in the end.
He'll be delighted.
Well, I've got to keep on top of things with him off tomorrow for the glorious 12th.
Oh, that never said.
And it means we're back on target now after that rain last week. Oh, and I need to check with Jeff, too, about the tupping.
Oh, that time, is it, when the randy ram works his way through the harrow?
Yeah.
Now, is it right? If you put two rams in, they ignore the ewes and try and mate with each other.
Oh, Lillian.
It can happen.
Ah, these men, don't they just always stick together?
Hello.
Oh, Will, come in.
Hi.
Morning. Is Brian about?
He'll be down in a minute.
Only there's a couple of things I need to check before he leaves for Scotland.
No one thought to tell me he was coming too.
He always goes.
Anything I can help you with?
Oh, not hard, Debbie.
Right, well, I'll be off then.
Okay, darling.
Have a nice time. Oh, where are you getting your gear?
Felpersham.
What, Orford and Dunham's? Mm.
Of course.
They'll tug you up in style.
Mm, that's what I'm hoping.
All the best hunting and shooting brigade go there. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Debbie.
Bye.
By the way, I was sorry to hear you had to find yet another best man, Will.
Oh, yeah.
Yet another?
Well, you remember Lillian, Greg?
Oh, yes.
Then my brother let me down.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you can never rely on Ed to do the right thing.
So, what now?
Oh, luckily, Roy stepped in.
Oh, good. Altogether more reliable. Oh, not that Ed...
No, you're right, he is.
And how are you getting on with your hunt for a poem?
Good Lord.
Well, Emma's found something. I haven't made up my mind yet.
She's doing Elizabeth Barrett Browning, isn't she?
Yeah. Let me count the ways, that one.
Oh, yeah. You should read something by Robert.
Snell?
Browning, her husband. He was a poet as well.
Oh.
Grow old along with me, the best is yet to be.
Well, that's all about old age.
As I say, I haven't decided.
And there is that incredible bit from Carve Her Name with Pride.
Eh?
Oh, it's so heroic. The life that I have is all that I have, and the life that I have is yours. The love that I have of the life that I have is yours and yours and yours.
Gosh, they'll be weeping in the aisles.
I've got a flypaper memory for poems.
Will Brian be long?
Oh, I'm sorry, Will. Look, have a seat.
No, I'm all right.
Well, what about Byron?
Oh, you've got her going now.
She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies. Is that how you see Emma?
Dunno.
Oh, Jenny, you're embarrassing him.
High-flown poems aren't really my thing.
Well, I think they're out of place at a wedding anyway. Best keep quiet and let the vows speak for themselves.
Oh, no, I do want to choose something. But, well, it's got to feel right.
But of course.
Not too fancy. It just wouldn't be me.
I'll get this load back and then I'll send Bert to take over.
OK.
So, what do you think of the wheat?
Yeah, it looks a good even crop.
Yeah, it's not cheap though, a lot of input. Hmm. I was thinking about next year.
What?
Well, with the single payment, whether we should put the same acreage to arable again.
Yeah, I would.
Really?
Definitely, while the prices are so strong. Look, I'll come in tonight when we've finished and we can have a proper talk.
Great.
Oh, sorry, no, I'm taking Alice out. How about tomorrow?
Yeah, no, that'd be good, thanks.
There'll be money next year for these entry-level conservation schemes, you know.
Yeah?
Yep, not to mention cross-compliance.
Oh, I've been putting off making decisions. Some of the details have been a bit vague.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of time anyway. But we've got to decide cropping plans.
Right. Hey, I really missed our chats when you were in France.
Me too.
You know, you're always
Well, I was going to say one step. You're several steps ahead of me on arable. It's really helpful.
Well, you're across the dairy side.
Sam is, you mean?
Oh, you're a whiz kid with a plate meter.
Honestly, he makes me feel like my dad sometimes.
Oh, you poor old man.
Just wasn't the same working with Adam. I'm not being critical.
No, no.
He didn't get our dryer serviced.
Really?
Held things up at harvest. Mm. Plus there was a delay spraying some of the potatoes and they got blight.
Oh, heck.
Yeah. I mean, it came right in the end, but kept feeling I had to check up on them.
Well, I did rather leave them in the lurch.
Yeah, just don't go off again, all right? We need you.
Yeah, don't worry, David. I don't intend to.
Lose the ear defenders, Jenny, and tell me what you think.
What?
Take them off.
Oh. Oh, good, aren't they?
Yeah, too good.
Hmm, and surprisingly light.
Well? Oh, wait, I haven't got the cap on. There.
Very Bertie Wooster.
I was hoping more for Madonna. Oh, it's not all going to fit in two cases, is it? It'll have to be three bags full.
Why are you taking so much?
You sound like Matt. I don't know how much socialising we'll be doing yet, and I can't wear the same thing twice.
Oh, those plus twos will keep the midges out.
Yeah, but they don't let much of a breeze up.
Mm, and it can be very hot in Scotland.
Oh, now she tells me.
Ooh, these binoculars are very light too.
£600 they were, and I'm still not sure what it is I'm meant to be looking at.
Oh, Lillian.
Yeah, I can't decide whether to pack the wax jacket and wear the fleece gilet or the other way around.
Oh, the jacket's heavier. I'd keep that in the car.
Mm. You know, I think I'd better wear my push-up bra under this waistcoat. It's flattening the goods.
Oh, you don't want to distract the other guns.
I don't know. A little jealousy works wonders with that.
Oh,
you'll find me irresistible in all this buttoned-up tweed. Instant access is so boring, don't you find?
Look, can we change the subject? Now, you remember the cardinal sins?
I thought we were changing the subject.
Yeah, of shooting?
Yes.
Now, don't shoot too low, and don't poach the next gun's birds, and never shoot across the line.
All right, right.
Well, it's important. I don't want a phone call from Scotland saying there's been a fatality.
Yeah, we'll see how much shooting I actually do.
After forking out for all of this?
Well, we're booked in a fabulous lodge with a spa, and I want to stock up on cashmere.
Oh, honestly.
Don't worry. It's an investment if I take the sport up seriously. This lot'll last me a lifetime. I want to look the part.
It's all performance with you, isn't it?
No, not at all. I don't want to let the family down.
Family?
But if Brian's in the same party...
Well, no.
But you said this morning...
No, you and Matt are staying near Inverness, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, Brian's going to an estate in Perthshire.
Oh, we had our wires crossed there. Well, it's probably just as well. I'd hate to queer his pitch.
Why? He's only going shooting.
Of course.
What you mean is you don't want him queering your pitch with Matt. I take it his wife's still in the dark about it all.
I expect Jimmy's looking forward to the match on Thursday. I know I am.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you've sorted something out now.
Eh?
No, someone to take him?
Yes.
Well, you know, my offer's still there if you need it. Best laid plans and all that.
No, it won't be necessary now. Oh, there's the phone.
So you're still stuck? Don't know where to start, really.
Right, boys, here you are.
Oh, cheers.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Oh.
Yeah, I got some ginger and lemon sponge puddings to rustle up.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Well, anyway, then Mrs. Aldridge suggested I wrote something myself.
No.
Oh, it's not like I was back at school. Well, I'll help you to look for something, mate.
Oh, will you?
Oh, I'm really stuck.
It's all part of the service.
I should have asked you to be best man all along. With your background at Grey Gables and all that.
Well, comes in handy for organising things.
Got a seating plan, then?
Yeah.
All right. I want to memorise it.
Blimey.
Where's Emma? She said she'd be here.
I don't matter.
Oh, it does.
Oh, it's only just gone 8:30.
Right, hold on, I'll give her a ring.
All right, let's see. All right, so there's the top table. Oh, what? Two old tables of Oribins?
Yeah. Oh, she's texted me.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, she's not coming. Stopping at the caravan.
It's okay.
No, it's not. This was a convenient time for you. What's she playing at? And I've taken an hour off specially. She knows I got George to cover.
Well, that's women, mate.
Oh, I can't work it out.
What do you mean?
Oh, I saw her yesterday after work for 10 minutes. And then she bombed off to her mum and dad's.
Was that a problem?
Well, no. Except she rang at 10 to say she might as well stay over, even though I offered to go and pick her up. It's like she's avoiding me. I know she's round there again tonight.
Well, it's probably dawned on her that she'll never live with her folks again. This is her last chance to be with them. Unless you end up like Alien Me, of course.
You reckon that's all it is?
Of course. But don't go getting paranoid. I mean, it's crazy leading up to a wedding, but it all comes right on the day. It's like magic. You'll see.
I hope so.
Ah! Roy! Now, I haven't asked you, have I?
What?
I just had Tom on the phone. He told me yesterday he'd take Jamie to the Villa Felbersham Friendly this Thursday.
Oh, I fancied that.
Yeah, well, there's a ticket in it for you, if you can help me out.
Well, what about Tom?
Late supermarket promo's just come up. He can't do it now.
Well, the thing is, I'm working.
Oh, drat!
Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't do it.
No, it's all right, Will. Honey, I'm desperate. You can break Jamie's heart if he can't go. We've got this blooming Pub of the Year award all night.
Thursday. Look, I might be able to change shifts with Linda.
Really?
Yeah, she owes me a swap. We help each other out.
Could you ring her?
Tell you what, take it that I can do it, unless you're indifferent.
Roy! You've saved me life. Come on, have a pint on the house.
Usher's on the horns of a dilemma.
Put that down, please.
Ashok.
What about him?
He's come to a decision.
What?
He definitely wants us to live in India.
Usha!
I never really thought it would happen, but he's very sure.
Oh, Usha. Oh, it's all right, Ben. Sorry, Ben's got hold of something he shouldn't. I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
Come over this afternoon.
All right, Emma.
Yeah.
Not working today?
No, it's my day off.
Oh, that's nice. You caught the weather for it.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you reckon to our latest addition to the pub, then?
Huh?
Yeah, I know. He's a bit of an ugly one, I grant you.
One of Will's dads, isn't it?
Yep. You know, I can't decide if that's a grin or a leer. What do you reckon?
Dunno, a grin?
Yeah. The laughing gnome. Oh, I'm taking him in for a bath. He gets covered in birdlime and all sorts. Hey, you all right, love?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah? Having second thoughts about something. Only I can't decide.
Ah. Wedding okay?
Yeah.
Good. It's not long now.
No.
Well, I'll get in. See you, love.
Bye, Jolene.
Ah, you brought him inside. What, has he got sunstroke?
No! He needs a sponge down. His apron's grubby.
Ah, here's a talking point.
Right, I know. I reckon he's good for business.
Yeah.
Sid, may I have some more ice in my lemonade, please?
Yeah, help yourself, Linda.
Oh, right. Whew, it's quite continental out there.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's like the Sirocco heat without the wind.
Yes.
Lewis insisted on sitting outside.
Wish I could. Catch some rays.
So inconvenient, the committee having to meet in dribs and drabs this week. We're all busy, busy. Just couldn't find a composite window.
Aye.
In our diaries.
Oh.
So marvellous having a retired architect on board.
What could be better? So, how's he coming along, then?
Well, we're inching our way towards the feasibility study. Until that's done, we're in the dark about the exact restoration costs.
Oh, I think it's great, Linda.
Really?
Of course. No one wants to see the old place rot away. Depressing, all them boarded-up windows.
Well, I am firm in my resolve. A beautifully restored heritage centre for the village.
Oh, nice.
You'll see me in here again tonight, actually.
Well, we're not complaining.
I've got to fill Usha in on what Lewis and I decide. Then she's passing it on to Ashok. And then on Thursday night, I'm reporting back to Lewis again. He's invited me to dinner, actually. We've just arranged it. I believe his house is stunning.
Oh, not Thursday, surely?
Hmm.
I thought you was working then. You swapped with Roy.
Ah, well, thereby hangs a tale.
Why? What's happened?
We had it all arranged. I was to do Thursday for him so I could have my Friday night off. Robert and I generally play an opera on the lawn for Constanze and Wolfgang. It's a lovely start to their weekend.
What?
Oh, Verdi, Mozart. Though they did find Don Giovanni disturbing. And Wagner's a no-no.
So, what? Roy's working tomorrow night?
He is now.
Oh, no.
Just as I came out for lunch, Jack collared us both and said we had to work our original shifts and he wasn't taking no for an answer.
You are kidding.
Mm? Railroady Trudy ignored Roy. Very difficult.
Oh, dear.
Caroline's away, you see. He's rejigged the whole week. It's most annoying. Poor Constanze and Wolfgang.
But you know what this means?
They can't take Jamie to the match.
Oh, now, Roy said something about that.
What?
That he'd ring you as soon as he could to apologise.
Oh, great.
He was very busy, Sid.
Oh, it's not your fault, Linda. Thanks.
Oh, no.
I believe Ian's going. Why not ask him? Oh, well, I better get back to Lewis. My ice will be melting.
Damn!
Well, you heard her. Why not ask Ian? Sid?
I don't know.
It makes sense to me. And he did offer, twice.
Yeah, I know.
So it's for good?
Yeah.
Oh, Usha.
I know.
Why did he go for India? He was talking about Canada as well, wasn't he?
It's a roots thing. He's reached a crossroads in his life. You know his father died last year.
Yeah.
Well, that was the catalyst. It's had a profound effect on him. More so than he realised at the time.
I can relate to that.
It's like he needs to pick up the threads of his father's life. He wants to settle in India and work full-time as an artist, just like him.
But that's borrowing someone else's life.
He calls it continuity. He feels it's his destiny. India is his spiritual home.
Fair enough. But it's not yours.
No.
So he's expecting you to up sticks, give up everything you know and go with him.
We are engaged. It's not an unreasonable request.
Isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I didn't sleep a wink last night thinking about it. I've only been to India once, on holiday. All my family's here.
And your friends.
I know. And I've worked really hard to get where I am.
Yeah. You said all this to Ashok?
He's not stupid. He knows what I'd be giving up. It's a huge step for him as well.
Bigger one for you.
He's got family there. They'd welcome me with open arms.
That's not the same.
And I'll have Ashok. I do love him.
Enough to go with him.
We are engaged.
Oh, don't listen to me. I can't be objective about this.
Well, I should hope not. You're my best friend. India's changed a hell of a lot, even in the last 5 years. It's a really outward-looking, creative place now.
Is that him talking?
Well, he did give me the hard sell. Yeah, but maybe it's an opportunity. I should embrace Ruth. The big adventure, new start. Not everyone gets this chance.
True.
I can't dismiss it just because I'm scared. I've got to think about it seriously.
I've told my friends I'm going now.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, son.
Some of the villa might be there to sign my programme.
Oh, Jamie. You see, I had Roy all set to take it, but he can't do it now.
Why can't you come?
Well, I've told you. Jolene and me have got this really important pub award tomorrow.
More important than me?
No! Oh, it's rotten timing. Believe me, I'd do anything to change it.
Stupid pub, I hate it. I hate you.
No, Jamie! Jamie! Oh.
That went down well, then.
Don't start. I'm gutted.
You're gutted? Oh.
I don't need it spelling out.
I think you do.
That's enough, all right?
No. You can't do that to a kid.
You dangled this bright, exciting thing before his eyes, and now you snatched it away. He's been looking forward to it for weeks. It's not fair.
He'll get over it.
He'll never forget you let him down. These things run deep.
Oh, shut up.
No, I won't. I know why you're frightened to let Ian take Jamie, and it's ridiculous. Well, more than that, it's insulting. A kid could be safer with a stranger than in his own home. I should know.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Look, Ian could collect Jamie on his way to Felpersham. They'd see the match, and he'd bring him home. Just like with any straight bloke. Roy, Tom, Tony, or anyone. You're making a circus out of this.
He's my only lad, you don't understand.
I don't want to. It's pathetic. Oh, I'd hate to be you sometimes. Suspicious and small-minded.
I'm only thinking about Jamie.
No, Sid. You're thinking about yourself. So, Usha, if you and Ashok agree, we can officially commission the feasibility study.
Fine.
Oh, I hoped you'd say that.
If we can raise enough money to pay for it, that is. What happens?
Ah, well, we write to a selection of architects. Lewis knows who's good and who has the right experience for dealing with a listed building.
Of course.
And we outline what the study needs to cover.
How many are we talking about?
He recommends about 4.
It can be time-consuming writing letters. I'm quite busy.
Oh, no, don't worry. Robert and I are happy to do them. We have guidance to follow from the Architectural Heritage Fund.
Oh, great.
Yes, we're a good team like that. Anyway, the architect we do select, after interviews, chooses his or her own team.
To prepare the study working with the trust?
Yes.
That includes a surveyor?
Oh, yes, a quantity to look at costs and a chartered, that's for end uses and values.
Right.
And a structural engineer, of course.
They won't come cheap.
Well, I know.
Well, let's hope we hit our financial target with the fundraising. There's a lot of competition for people's cash at the moment.
Oh, don't. The bell ropes.
Bad timing, the two things coming together.
Not to worry. Our total's creeping up every day, and I've only scratched the surface of people I intend to approach. Have faith, Usha. We'll get there. I'm quietly determined on this one.
Quietly, Linda.
Well, you know, so often what you visualise can come true. I shall have to invite Griff to the opening ceremony, of course. He'd be devastated to miss it. And all of us on the committee.
If we're all still here.
Oh, dear. I hope it doesn't take that long.
No, I didn't mean we'd all be dead and buried.
I hope not.
I meant... Well, you don't always know what's around the next bend.
Ah, very true.
Sometimes your life can change so radically you don't recognise it anymore.
Is that what it was like when you had to move from Uganda?
Yes.
That's not something you'd want to do twice in a lifetime, is it?
Has anyone ever told you you're psychic, Linda?
Finish this one, Emma, love.
Oh, I don't know. It's my dad's.
Oh, well, I'll leave it. Brought you up for a drink, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, we were getting under Mum's feet in the caravan.
Oh, shouldn't fancy that. Too claustrophobic for me. I like open spaces. Have you, come to your decision, then?
What?
It's lunchtime.
Oh. No, not really.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure you can sort it out.
I hope so.
You got the best time of your life coming up. With Will, the wedding. Your future's all before you. You make sure you enjoy it.
Why does Bert want the paper?
That's it, Bert.
Why are you tipping it in here?
Yeah, I've got to. The dryer's full, it's coming in so fast. All right?
Yeah, just taking the kids swimming. I want to know whether to ask Jill to babysit tonight.
What, for the salsa?
Of course.
Listen, if you don't mind, love, I'll cry off.
This isn't because of Gloria by any chance.
No, it's just...
Oi! Yeah? Before I comes back up, have either of you got a copy of today's echo?
Sorry, no.
No, but...
Ah, well...
Actually, I was hoping to go to the ball for Sid and Jolene's award ceremony.
Is that tonight?
Yeah. I mean, it's not every day our local wins county pub of the year.
So we will need you.
Yeah, but you won't miss my dancing.
I suppose. I want to call her a shook about this move to India.
Oh, yeah.
And see if he really is serious.
Well, even if he is, can you really see Usha going with him?
Oh, I can't even bear the thought of it, David. I'd miss her so much.
For heaven's sake, Sid, where are those mixers? I asked you half an hour ago.
Sorry.
Oh, get a grip.
I had a lousy night.
Yeah, so you keep telling me. And whose fault's that?
Mine. Okay, mine. And before you start again...
Oh, I'm saying nothing.
I've decided you're right.
What?
It's not worth upsetting Jamie. I'll let Ian take him to the match.
Hallelujah! Oh, well, better late than never.
Yeah, well, don't crow. I'll ring Jamie now. Put him out of his misery.
Hold on. What about Ian? And you better check he's still going.
Well, he told me what?
Yeah, that were Tuesday. He might have other plans now.
Well, you ring him.
Oh, no. You don't get out of it that easily. You speak to him yourself and make the arrangements.
Uh-huh.
And don't make it sound like you're doing him a favour.
Well, I'm not grovelling.
It'd serve you right if he turned you down.
He's my last choice. A long chalk.
Well, it looks like he's your only choice now, so just you be polite to him.
I wish I could go.
But we've been through all this. I need you tonight. It's your pub. You've got to accept the award. What about the publicity photos?
I know. Well, at least Ian doesn't look like him. You know.
Oh, just go and do it.
Where do you want the queues tonight then, Sam?
Throw a paddock down the lane.
Right you are.
Yeah, if you could set that up, please.
No problem.
Means we can rest the other one, give it a chance to recover.
We'll get on with it then.
Thanks.
After that, there's a water trough he needs to fix down by the brook.
Okay. Now I must get on. See you later.
Oh, by the way, you ain't got a copy of the Echo, have you?
There we are, sir.
Keep the change.
Ah, oh, totally much.
Sid.
Hold on.
Here's your man. Little half past.
Oh.
Evening, Jolene.
Hello, Ian.
Jimmy ready?
I'll go fetch him. He's only in the back. Oh, he's that excited.
Yeah, me too. It's ages since I've been to a match. Sid?
You will watch the traffic, especially near the ground.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And go straight inside the stadium, even if you're early.
If they let us in.
I doubt if he'll give you the slip, but keep an eye on him at all times.
Yeah, of course.
Except if he wants, a toilet, only take him if he really needs it.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll let me know soon enough.
Yes. And bring him straight home after.
Do not pass go.
I mean it.
Sure, yeah.
Here he is, then.
Hello.
You remember Ian?
Yeah.
Hello, Jimmy. Looking forward to the game?
Yeah. Thanks ever so much for taking me.
Oh. Yeah, thanks, Ian. You've made Jamie's day.
I'm glad to help out.
Sid.
Have a good time, son.
What? Hey, Bert. Bert.
What?
I thought... Can you come here a minute, please?
Well, I'm going home now. It's important.
Look.
What?
I thought we agreed you'd set the fences to send the cows up to the far paddock.
I did. Oh.
Yeah, well, they found their way into this one instead, didn't they?
Oh, dear. I must have forgotten to shut the gate.
Thing is, there's only 15 days regrowth. I didn't want them back in here for another fortnight, really.
Well, you know what they're like after milking. Just make their way to the nearest grass.
Only if the gate's open.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. There's no excuse.
Yeah, well.
I'm not getting much right this week, am I? David tearing me off a strip Monday. Need this.
Look, not to worry.
Oh, tell you what, I'll help you move them now. It won't take any time.
It's okay. Look, we can leave them for one night.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, it won't hurt. Go on, you get off.
Everything okay with the new unit, Sam?
Yeah, it's all running smoothly.
Good. He's still here, Bert?
He's just finished for the day, ain't you?
Well, I'll see you at the ball tonight for the award ceremony, then.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, show them some support. Hey, you might even get your photo in the paper.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Oh, you put the cows in here. I thought you said they were going down the far end.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh. Well, it's up to you, of course. I was surprised, that's all, knowing what you like about keeping up the rotation.
To be honest, it's just been one of those days. I got behind talking to the minerals rep after lunch and Just shoved him in the nearest field.
Wow, we all have days like that.
Yeah, I'll move him first thing.
Yeah, fine, okay.
David!
Hmm?
Debbie's on the phone.
Oh, what's she want?
Oh, something about tomorrow's combining.
Oh, right, yeah.
You got the bull tonight, Sam?
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, you've got the cows in here.
Oh, no.
What?
It's temporary, okay? They're going in the far paddock tomorrow.
It's okay, I'm not getting it.
Well, I don't know why everyone's so concerned.
It's just you can set the calendar from your grazing rotation.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm just keeping you all on your toes.
Oh, drat.
Watch what you're doing.
I'm all fingers and thumbs tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it. Sid, just try and relax.
How can I? Till Jamie's back here, safe and sound.
Look, they're giving us the award any minute. Do you want to look all pinched and harried in the photo?
Well done!
Yeah!
Speech! Speech!
Oh, no, look, they're taking a picture first.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, what was I say?
The cows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in completely the wrong paddock after milking.
Well, David,
not like Sam to do something like that, is it?
Aye.
He said he got behind today, just shoved him into the nearest one.
Really? He said that?
I know. Anyway, he's promised they'll be back in the right place tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Oh, here we go, it's Sid.
Ladies and gentlemen, running a pub is about teamwork. And we're very lucky at the Bull to have a fantastic team.
Hear, hear.
Not only my lovely wife, Jolene, but the staff. Clary here. Kirsty.
Betty.
Yeah, of course.
Frieda.
Yes, and not least Frieda, who slaves away unseen in the kitchen.
And a grand job she does and all, feeding you lot.
We can all agree on that.
A good team's nothing without
the support of our loyal customers.
Yeah.
Sid.
Oh.
So we've accepted this South Borsetshire Pub of the Year award. That's a mouthful. On behalf of the staff, but above all, on behalf of you lot. Thank you.
How's it going?
Oh, Sam. Oh, you've missed all the action.
Oh, Fliss was on the phone. Couldn't hear myself thinking here.
All right. Do you want a pint?
Thanks. I'll get the next round.
All right. Bert?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Right, see you.
I hear you took the blame over my cock-up with the gate.
Oh, well.
No. Thank you, Sam.
No, I'm done.
Well, it was very handsome of you. There's no two ways about it.
No problem. Oh, by the way, I just found this.
Oh, the Echo. Good lad, give us it here.
I take it you haven't seen it yet?
No. Well, you used to buy it first thing when we lived two doors down from the shop.
Oh?
It's different now we're up at the bungalow.
What's so important, anyway?
Here it is. The lottery results.
Oh, I see. You got your ticket?
Well, it's on the mantelpiece, but I know all my numbers. Now, let's see. 9, 8. Trevor's birthday, 2, 7, that's me dad's. 3, that's the number of times we got up. Oh, no, I don't believe it. The number of stripes on his apron.
Whose apron?
The little fellow with the cleaver, of course. 5. Oh, you've done it.
You've never won.
First time in my life, I've got all 6 numbers.
That's amazing.
I've hit the jackpot.
Looks like your luck's turned.
There you go, sir.
A smart award, Jolene. It'll go well behind the bar.
Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute, David.
You all right?
No, I'm not all right. Sid Scarpard left me and the girls with all this lot. Oh, I just couldn't wait.
Oh, mind the cars, Jimmy, or stay close to me.
All right.
Oh, what a game, eh?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, it's confusing, this car park. I think we're over here somewhere.
Great goal.
Yeah, what a header. Hold on. This is right.
Oh, look, it's my dad.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah, over there in the car. Dad!
Good grief. What's he doing here?
Hi, Jamie. Come on, then. Sid?
Dad!
Jamie! Did you have a good time?
brilliant.
Yeah, it was 1-0.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ian brought me a programme. Look.
Oh. Let me pay you for it.
Don't be silly.
Yeah, right. You get in the car, son.
All right.
You know, I was quite happy to drive him home like we arranged.
No, it's okay. I'm here now.
So we'll see.
Well, we'll be off then.
Okay.
Seatbelts on.
Bye, Jimmy.
See ya.
Good game, eh, mate?
Oh, yeah. Great. By the way, thanks, Ian.
Kirsty's catching up with Pat.
Is that enough for you to be getting on with?
I should think so. Tony said to ring if we need more stuff for tomorrow.
Of course.
All right, well, I better get back. Helen hasn't had a lunch break.
Oh, I spoke to her, by the way.
Oh, right. When?
Last Friday.
And how did you get on?
It was sticky at first. She was very defensive.
Oh.
But then we went through a sort of pain barrier together. Came out the other side. It was... Oh, well, I hope it did some good.
Oh, well done, Pat. That's great.
Yeah. I told her it felt like losing John all over again, her shutting herself off from me.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd realised.
Sounds like she needed to hear it.
Yeah. Thanks for pushing me. I might not have risked it otherwise.
Did you talk about food?
Oh, a little. Still a brick wall there, though. I don't feel like I can do any more at the moment.
Well, at least you tried. One step at a time.
Exactly. We had aromatherapy on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, Helen said something about that.
Yeah, it took her a while to get into it, I think. She was very relaxed afterwards. I think it did her good.
I hope she'll be okay.
I know, Kirsty. All I can do is stay open and keep giving her the support she deserves.
What about Tony?
Oh, he feels the same. Oh, it's nice to talk to you. I haven't seen anything of you this week. What have you been up to?
Oh, I've done loads of extra shifts at the Bull. It was mad last night.
Why?
Sid and Jolene got their pub award. Well, the pub did, I should say.
Oh, I missed it.
Sid nearly did. He dashed off to Felpisham to pick up Jamie afterwards. Jolene was spitting fire. Left it all to me and her and Clary, and it was really busy.
Oh, dear.
And Neil was going around the bar badgering everyone to sponsor him for the bell ringing.
Oh, yeah, he's collared me and Tony as well.
Oh, I put a fiver in the box at the Bull.
Oh, that was generous. You don't even live in the village.
Oh, and I'd done well on tips. Anyway, I love the sound of the bells.
Unlike Joe, he gave me an earful about being a non-conformist.
How tight is that?
Yeah, you're probably right. Although my Auntie Gwen didn't hold with them either. She was strict chapel.
Joe would be the first to complain if they didn't ring for Will's wedding.
That's true. It's not long now.
2 weeks. Brenda's revving up to be chief bridesmaid.
It'll all be wonderful, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Emma still seems like a kid to me.
20 last Saturday.
I know.
It's a big step, all the same.
Is it all right, then?
It's more than all right. It's fantastic.
Emma?
It's really beautiful, Ian.
That's a relief.
Thank you.
The 2 bottom tiers, fruit as requested, and the sponge layer I'll do the day before.
Great.
We don't want it getting stale.
Oh, it looks so posh. I can't believe it's ours. It looks too good.
Nonsense, it's your wedding day.
Hiya. Thought I saw you two come in.
Hi.
Wow. So this is it?
Yep.
The big secret.
Hey, no one's been allowed in here.
Oh. Well, you okay, Em?
Yeah.
What, are you sure?
I just felt a bit faint, that's all.
Oh, here, I'll fetch a chair.
No, I'm all right.
Well, do you want a brandy? I can get one from the bar.
No. Look, don't fuss, really. Do you think we could just go home, Will?
Yeah, of course. Come on.
Well, hope you feel better soon.
Thanks.
Oh, dear. It's typical. Ailey was in a right state before our wedding.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, she's off to Brum tonight with Phoebe's.
What, to see her folks?
That's it. Jack's put his oar in, got me working funny times this weekend, so she wouldn't see much of me anyway. It's a shame. Wanted to catch the Olympics tomorrow.
Yeah, I haven't seen as much of it as I would like either. What, are you working tonight?
No, it'll be Friday night, you've got the box.
No, I'm off too. Come and share a few cans and I'll tell you all about last night.
Oh, the match?
Yeah, and the rude dude that is Sid Perks.
Hey?
Oh, hello, what you doing here?
Oh, it's Emma.
What?
She's not feeling too good.
I'm all right.
Oh, dear.
That's only a headache. I don't feel faint anymore.
Well, when did this come on?
Well, just now, Grey Gables. Ian was showing us the wedding cake.
It's because I haven't had any dinner.
Oh, silly girl.
Is Mum inside?
Yeah. She'll make you something.
Oh, do you want me to come in, then?
No, it's all right. Well, I think I'll just have a little sleep, actually.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
If you do feel better later, there's that band at the Bull upstairs.
Oh, I don't know.
Or we could just go for a quiet drink. I don't mind.
Yeah, well, I'll see, OK?
Oh, of course. Boy, just you eat something.
OK.
Ah, she'll be all right.
Oh, I hope so.
Mm. Don't worry. You couldn't hold the ladder for us in a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I need to measure something. Mike's had to nip off for an hour and I promised Susan I wouldn't go up alone.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's only the porch roof, Mike.
Yeah, all the same.
It's slow going. The tiles came Monday and we've hardly made a start.
You've got too many jobs.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Has Emma said anything to you?
What about?
I don't know, forget it.
Well?
Only you've seen more of her this week than I have.
Look, you'll get enough of each other after the 27th, won't you?
I'm selfish sometimes. I just want her more to myself.
Yeah, of course you do. It's only natural. But one day, you and her will have babies of your own, and they'll grow up, leave home and get married, same as you are now. Then you'll know how Susan feels.
Here you go.
Oh, cheers. So what? He never even thanked you?
Nope. Yeah, I was brought up to have manners, you know.
Mm. That's it, I'm afraid.
I mean, I did him the favour and he just drove off into the night.
Adam was right.
Well,
take no notice, mate.
Mm. I don't know, I try and get on with people.
Well, you can try too hard.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Then they take advantage and you end up pig sick.
Correct. Oh, here. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. To Friday night, eh?
Yeah. Adam gets really hacked off over the cricket. He sits so down on him. He's thinking of moving on, you know.
What? He's one of the best players. He's daft.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, it's a shame. Well, I played for Darlington for a while.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're a cracking team, but it didn't feel the same as batting for Ambridge.
Yeah, the home side.
Well, exactly. He'd miss us. The whole point of being in the village team is to play for where you live.
I agree, but Sid doesn't value Adam's talent.
Oh, he's mad. Adam shouldn't let him force him out. It's not too hot for you, is it?
No, I'm fine.
You gave me a scare this afternoon.
I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't your fault. But I've never known you faint before.
No.
I'm dead chuffed you came out with me tonight. Thanks.
Don't be daft. You don't have to thank me.
No, really. You do whatever you need over the next couple of weeks, eh? I won't put you under any pressure to stay with me at the flat, if you'd rather be at your mum and dad's. I know how much they mean to you. I shan't mind.
Oh, well.
What?
Come here.
That was nice.
You're so sweet. I love you so much.
Me too. You're wearing your floating heart.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Put your arm around me.
Sometimes wish the wedding was over. But Roy's doing a great job, don't you think?
Yeah, of course he is.
Really taking it seriously. Not like Ed.
What? Bert had all six numbers. I bet he was flying high.
Oh, yeah. My dad said he was buying drinks all round. And then he found out this morning he'd only won 25 quid.
That's better than nothing.
Listen, the mad part is he's putting it down to that minging little gnome in the pub garden.
Why?
Because it's got five stripes on his apron, so he chose that as his last number. And now he's christened it Lucky.
You know that gnome? It looks just like Sid. Well, except it's prettier.
Oh, stop. Oh, yeah, by the way, I've settled on Dublin.
Oh, yeah, I thought you would.
Yeah, we'll stagnate. You up for it?
Well, yeah, if you can get time off.
Oh, come on, it's only one night.
Well, what about Adam? Would Will mind?
Ah, oh, don't be daft, mate. You're both welcome. Yeah, Dublin pub crawl, eh? That'll be a night to remember.
I believe there's over 1,000 of them.
Well, we better start early then.
Emma?
Oh, Kirsty. I saw you behind the bar.
Where's Will?
He's upstairs. Told him to catch the end of the band and knew he wanted to. Kept saying he didn't.
Well, they're good. I've seen them before. Can I,
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just move this.
Thanks. How are you?
Felt dead queasy today.
Oh, horrid.
No, it's worn off now. Took the afternoon off work.
Good. Are you still okay for the appointment with the counsellor tomorrow? Oh, well, never mind. I'm sure they can rearrange it for you.
No, I'm not going. I've changed my mind.
Oh. Do you need more time?
No. I've done a lot of thinking this week, and things look very different now than they did on Monday. There's no way I can get rid of this babe.
Right, okay.
I couldn't live with myself.
Fair enough.
It's been a nightmare. Trying to decide what to do, but... Well, when I woke up today, I knew what I wanted. It was really clear.
Well, that's good.
It'll be okay. Will need never find out.
Oh. So, he'll be bringing it up?
Yeah. It'll be like his own.
Right.
Well, Ed's gone and... It's the only solution.
Emmett, you know... Will would be a great dad. Really loving.
Yeah. He will, won't he?
The Archers was written by Noel Cadulla, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.